USA Radio News.
Russian forces have reportedly destroyed an oil refinery in central Ukraine. In Odessa, local officials say Russian attacks destroyed critical infrastructure near the port city, most likely a fuel depot. Russia's defense ministry says the missile strikes destroyed facilities that were being used by Ukraine to supply its troops. Former President Donald Trump held a rally in Washington Township, Michigan, Saturday night.
Biden and the congressional Democrats triggered massive inflation, and the middle class is now being crushed by the highest gas and food prices in the history of our country.
Two people were injured Saturday in a lightning strike at a spring training game between the New York Yankees and Atlanta Braves in Tampa. The strike was reported in the parking lot of Raymond James Stadium next to the Yankees spring training base of Steinbrenner Field. A man said to be in his 60s and a woman in her 20s were struck by lightning and taken to a hospital where they were stabilized. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Peace talks between the leaders of Russia and Ukraine could be in the works. A Ukrainian negotiator says draft peace treaty documents could set the stage for direct talks between Russian President Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky. There are reports the two leaders could meet in Turkey to discuss an end to the war. An Algerian man imprisoned at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center for nearly 20 years has been released. Safouyan Barhoumi was repatriated with assurances from the Algerian government that security measures would be imposed. The Pentagon did not provide details about those security measures, which could include restrictions on travel. President Biden and the First Lady celebrated the commissioning of the Navy's Virginia-class attack submarine USS Delaware Saturday.
Today marks the beginning of an incredible journey. The ship's long and faithful service to our country.
The ceremony at the Port of Wilmington took place after a two-year delay due to the pandemic. The USS Delaware is the first to be commissioned in the water. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
Legendary horse racing trainer Bob Baffert will be suspended for 90 days from Santa Anita Park in Los Angeles County, his home track, starting Monday, California regulators confirmed. The statewide suspension parallels a 90-day prohibition from the Kentucky Derby. The suspensions, which are mirrored in all 38 horse racing states, stem from medication violations involving some of his horses, including 2021 Kentucky Derby first-place finisher Medina Spirit. Skippy is recalling thousands of pounds of peanut butter. Skippy Foods LLC announced the recall over the possibility of stainless steel fragments from a piece of manufacturing equipment having contaminated a limited number of jars. The company said out of an abundance of caution, they decided to recall 9,000 cases of reduced fat peanut butter voluntarily. Products include reduced fat creamy peanut butter, reduced fat chunky peanut butter, and creamy peanut butter blended with plant protein. COVID-19 hospitalization numbers have plunged to their lowest levels since the early days of the pandemic. The number of patients hospitalized with the coronavirus has fallen more than 90% in more than 2 months. Some hospitals going days without a single COVID-19 patient in the ICU for the first time since early 2020. The freed up beds are expected to help U.S. hospitals retain exhausted staff, treat non-COVID-19 patients more quickly, and cut down on inflated costs. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.